I just wanted to ask you a little bit more about the Congregational Church, Di.
Yes.
And do you remember the name of the minister there? And
Well, when I was a child, it was Mr. Quarterman, the Reverend Quarterman. And after that, I think it was the Reverend Cook or Ellis Gwifford. But then it went into a group and you shared the minister until it closed.
Have you got any stories about that?
Well, of course, it was a very important part of the community back in the, which would be my father's and my, well, grandfather's time, because both sides went to the Congregational Church and you had the family seats. Yeah, it was the Turnhams, the Phillipses, the Illings, the Folkses, the Woodmans, or many, many more. It was heated by two tortoise stoves. It had a very live Sunday school, of which I went back to teaching when I left school. And then I went back after I got married, when my children were young, until it closed in 72. And there was something on there nearly every day of the week, I think, at one point. Because I think Julian Hunt's got different posters, photographs of them, of things that were held. And they did this great production of the pilgrims going out on the Mayflower, which was acted in my mother's childhood garden, which was Box Cottage.
Oh yes, I think you showed me some photos. I think you showed me some photos.
Yes, I did. I was going to say that, so you've got seen the photographs, and Julian would have those photographs as well, I think. And then, of course, during the war, you see, the men went to war. Well, I presume they did in the 1418 war as well. But my memories are the was the canteen, the schoolroom, which was the long, the class, the schoolroom's the long room, the classroom was the little one, the other left-hand side of the door, the long one, which had a kitchen and I think a toilet. That was turned in during the week into a canteen, of which they had rations of, I think, baked beans and extra bread. And the airmen that were at Winslow Hall and Redfield used to go there in the evenings as relaxation. And then the ladies of the chapel used to take turns in doing different evenings. And my mother always used to do Thursday evening, because I had to go to bed early. Because men didn't put children to bed in those days.